The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. The cheers, the band themes, the buzzers. Whether you're a student athlete, a fan, or just curious about the journey of those juggling academics and sports, this podcast will allow you to dive headfirst into the jungle of collegiate sports. Welcome back to another episode of Beyond the Hardwood. I am your host, The Nader. And this episode, I remember we left off on a weird note, the last one. I ended it off by talking about the will. And I purposely didn't get too into what it meant, because I want this episode to be really deep about it, because it's a subject that comes up a lot in sports that it's hard to explain, and it's hard to really give examples of, because it's a unique feeling upon every athlete. But we can try, all right? The will, in my eyes, is more a feeling, like I said, but I would also categorize it as like the drive an athlete has. It's the thing, in my point of view, in my opinion, that separates great from good. It separates the greatest athletes of all time from the athletes of all time. It's the determining factor for me on who's the greatest athlete to ever touch a basketball or the field, or, you know, well, you know what I'm saying, versus people who are gifted and, you know, are good. The drive is what can separate you. And anybody can get this feeling of drive. Actually, I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't even go that far to say anybody can do it. Some people are just not built to have a drive like that, a will. Some people just literally cannot fathom doing what athletes do. Like I said last episode, when I touched on how athletes have to wake up every day early, we have to lift, we have to work out again, we have to lift again, we have to get shots up, we have to do all this recovery, balance that with our normal day-to-day lives. There's definitely people out there who are like, how do you do this? I've definitely had people text me and call me, like, how are you doing all this in college? How are you doing all that? And I'm looking at it, because in my eyes, it's not hard. It's because I will myself to do it, because I know, and I keep that thought in my mind. I keep that thought in my mind that doing this is only going to make me better. There's no way I could possibly get worse doing this. There's no way, because I wake up at 7 in the morning, I go lift. What is detrimental from that, besides getting me better and stronger and fueling my motivation to keep going? Some people don't have that, and it's sad to me, honestly. And honestly, it doesn't just have to apply to being, you know, physically or, you know, athletically advanced. You can have a will to get up in the morning and go do schoolwork. You can have a drive to get up and do things that you don't want to do. Make yourself uncomfortable. And it doesn't have to be the gym. It doesn't have to be an athlete. It doesn't have to be all this. It can be your day-to-day life. There's definitely things in your life that you don't want to do. Yet, the weak-minded people are just going to let them not do it. There's no certain amount of people that... There's only like a very select few amount of people that will look at this situation, log into their mind and say, what am I doing? I need to do this. There's nothing wrong with me doing this, and I want to do it. If you have that ability to just flip that switch, like, and immediately be motivated to just do something that you're uncomfortable with doing and you don't want to do in the first place, and you end up doing it, that's what the drive is. But people lack that nowadays, and it's very apparent. The way that I found out this fact, because you can't just say that and people will be like, oh yeah, I know what you're talking about. No, you have to experience it firsthand. I experienced it not that long ago, probably around a year ago, when I used to get up 4:30 every day on school days, 4 hours of sleep at max, and go to gym early. I'd sneak into the gym at my old high school. I'd get the janitor that was there early in the morning. I was friends with him, and he would unlock the door for me. And sometimes I would go with my teammate, but he wouldn't go all the time. I would always pick up a nice little like coffee, whatnot. And I would shoot for 2 hours before class every single day once season ended. And I remember telling people about that. They're like, are you okay? And honestly, I took that as a compliment, because you're asking me if I feel okay doing something that makes me feel better. I've had people like, what are you doing? Why are you up so early? You're not getting any sleep. I don't care. I'm getting better. That's the thing that people don't understand, is that I'm getting better and you're not. You're behind now. You may have thought you were in front. You're not. You're behind now. Because I'm doing all this and you can't will yourself to do this. Because added on top of those early morning sessions, I would go to the gym after school. I'd go to the gym after that. Go eat, do it all again tomorrow. And I had no problem with it. Because it's the drive, it's the will to do that to yourself. It's almost psychotic to some people. To me, it's psychotic, but I love it. You have to be able to find that in yourself as an athlete, because the amount of athletes that you see nowadays just not take that kind of stuff serious. They're not strong-minded enough. They're not, you know, how do I say it? They're not all durable up here. They're not disciplined enough. Disciplined enough. You're not disciplined enough to tell your own mind to not do something or to do something. It's discipline. I was disciplining myself by saying, hey, this is going to get you ahead of the curve on everybody else. And I'm disciplined enough to tell myself when to not eat something that I'm not supposed to eat, or when I'm not supposed to push my body to the point where it's going to break. I'm disciplined enough to tell myself that. But some people aren't disciplined. Some people going about eating whatever they want, or they work out whenever they want. They're not disciplined. And that's why it eventually catches up to them and they don't make it to where they want to make it. As an athlete, you have to discipline yourself in your mind. Not just your attitude and all that, your mind, how you think about things, how you look at things, how you approach things especially. You have to be disciplined as an athlete. As a human being, being disciplined will do nothing but good for you. And I disciplined myself enough to the point where I was willing myself and just motivating myself every single day to wake up and go that early in the morning to go shoot. I would be dead tired. Like, I want to sleep. Yeah, everybody wants to sleep at that hour of the day. Everybody wants to sleep. But I didn't. I went to the gym and I shot basketball and I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it a lot. And it gets me angry sometimes. You know, I kind of get emotional, but because I see these people running around and they're not doing anything to make themselves better. And it's crazy when you really open your mind and you look at that kind of stuff. How many people really just walk around during the day, not a thought going through their head about trying to be a better person, a better human. And they're just doing whatever they want. They're not disciplined at all. It's just, like I said before, some people just lack that drive. And they will never be able to get it. More example, last week, I went to the gym with my teammate and I didn't want to lift. That's the thing. We were talking that day and the day before about, yeah, we're just going to hit a rest day. We're just going to do this. We're going to relax a little bit, go a little light today because we have lifts in the morning. I don't know what happened later that day. We both looked at each other and we're like, do you want to go lift right now? Let's do lift. Let's go lift. Let's do back and bi. That was the exact lift that we did that day. Back and bicep. And then we just looked at each other. It's like, hell yeah, we're going to go. We are going to go. And we're going to kill this lift. We are going to kill it. That's how we looked at each other. That's what we said. We went to that gym later that day. And we had the best lift that we ever had. There was points in the lift where it was hurting so bad. And all I had to do was just breathe once, look at my teammate, and just do it again. Another rep. Another rep. Another rep. Did that until I literally physically couldn't lift the weight anymore. My arm gave out on me. And guess what? Another set of that. You got to do that over and over and over. And that's the only way you're going to see progress in life. And I'm saying that right now. The only way you're going to see progress in life is if you push yourself to the point where you're uncomfortable and you don't want to do this anymore. But if you have the ability to do that and tell your mind, keep going, then that's the only way you're going to be successful in life. And I promise you that. You can hear that from me first. You don't even have to just hear that from me. You can hear that from any successful human being that has ever touched the earth. They have put themselves in uncomfortable situations. They have taken risks. And they have pushed themselves to the point of exhaustion, the point of hurt, to the very limit. And they pushed beyond that. And they found themselves excelling. Why do you think Kobe Bryant was so good? Why do you think Michael Jordan is so good? Why do you think all these athletes are so, so good at what they do? Because they push themselves to that point where they want to just get better. And they know it's going to hurt. But it's the best kind of hurt because you're going to wake up tomorrow and you're going to realize, oh, I was better than I was yesterday. And you're going to do it all over again that same day. That's the beauty of it. Once you learn to love that mentality right there, you're going to be just fine. And you're going to be excelling at everything you do. I'm only 18 years old. I have a long way to go. Very long way to go. But I'm feeling it now. And you have to be able to understand it at a young age, I say. The earlier you pick up this kind of mentality, the better it's going to be for you. That's all that I have for you today. I know it was a really emotional one today. So you get the message that I'm sending you right now. You get what I'm trying to say. And next week, we're going to dive a little deeper into the darker side of being an athlete. The tough mental battles you can have yourself when you're getting hurt or when you have to deal with things that are outside of your control. We'll explore that next week. But until then, have a great rest of your day, great rest of your night, whenever you're listening to this. I'll see you all next week. Nader out.